This is Danielle Robay from Bookmarked by Reese's Book Club. A new car is kind of like a new book. It takes you places you never thought you could go. What will you drive into the next chapter of your life? It's fun to dream about your next car, but when you're done dreaming, you need to head to cars.com. Cars.com has the tools and expert advice to help you find your dream car. Their advanced search filters allow you to explore 2 million new and used cars so that you can find the perfect car. Start your search with cars.com. Where to next?
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows? Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online, After Midnight.
When she took the job as administrator for the church, she expected the building to be quiet during the week. She had been attending there for several years before the position opened, so she already knew the church well enough to feel comfortable in it. The congregation was non-denominational, but the building itself was much older than the church that occupied it. It had been built just after the turn of the 20th century and had passed through several congregations before the current one bought it in the late 1990s. Most of the original structure remained, including rows of dark wooden pews, tall stained glass windows, and a small balcony across the back that hadn't been used regularly in years. The offices and classrooms had been updated, but there were parts of the building that still felt very much like an old church, especially when everyone else was gone. She liked that about it. During the week, her job included answering phones, preparing the bulletin, scheduling rooms, and handling the dozens of small things nobody thought about until they needed to be done. The pastor was usually there during the day, along with a few other staff members, but there were plenty of afternoons when she was the only person in the building. That was when she began noticing the sounds. At first, there was nothing strange about them. The church was especially good at carrying sound. Someone walking down a hallway on the other side of the building could seem much closer than they really were, while heating ducts occasionally produced noises that sounded like doors closing. The sanctuary was the worst for that. The wooden pews creaked even when nobody was sitting in them, sometimes sharply enough that she would look up from her desk expecting to hear someone coming out of the sanctuary a moment later. No one ever did, but for a long time she didn't think much about it. Then she started hearing footsteps. They weren't loud and didn't happen often, but every once in a while she was working in the office, she would hear what sounded like someone walking slowly down the center aisle of the sanctuary. The first few times, she assumed someone had come into the building without stopping at the office. The church doors were usually unlocked during business hours, and members occasionally came in to pray or drop something off. Whenever she heard the footsteps, she gave whoever it was a few minutes of privacy before checking to see who had come in. The sanctuary was always empty. Even that didn't bother her much at first. The building had enough hallways and staircases that sound could easily travel from somewhere else. She mentioned it once to the pastor, mostly because she thought there might be a door or floorboard that needed attention, but he only smiled and said the sanctuary had always been noisy. She was willing to accept that. Several weeks later, though, she heard humming. It happened late one afternoon after the pastor had already left. She was finishing some work before locking up when she heard a woman humming somewhere near the sanctuary. The tune sounded familiar, although she couldn't immediately place it, and she assumed one of the older women from the congregation had come in and was sitting somewhere inside. She walked down the hallway and opened one of the sanctuary doors, but no one was there. The room was dim because most of the lights were off, although there was enough daylight coming through the stained glass for her to see across the rows of empty pews toward the pulpit. The humming had stopped by then, so she checked the small prayer room beside the sanctuary and even looked toward the balcony. There was no one anywhere nearby. By the time she returned to the office, she had already decided the sound had probably come from outside. There were houses across the street and businesses nearby, and on quiet afternoons, sound sometimes carried farther than expected. That explanation worked until the next time she heard it. This time she recognized the hymn. It was one the church still sang occasionally, but not often. The melody was slow and old-fashioned, something she remembered hearing much more frequently when she was a child. She followed the sound toward the sanctuary again, and the closer she got, the clearer it became. Someone was humming inside. She opened the door and found the sanctuary empty. That was the first time she felt genuinely unsettled. She didn't run back to the office or decide the church was haunted, but she walked through the sanctuary and checked every possible place someone could have been. She looked behind the pulpit, into the small room where music equipment was stored, and up the stairs to the balcony. Nothing. She even stepped outside to see if someone nearby was playing music loudly enough for it to carry through the walls, but the street was quiet. After that, she started paying more attention. She noticed that the footsteps almost always seemed to come from the sanctuary rather than the hallways, and the pews sometimes creaked in a sequence that sounded less like settling wood and more like people shifting in their seats. Once, while she was alone in the office, she heard several pews creak one after another from the front of the sanctuary toward the back, followed a few seconds later by footsteps moving down the aisle. For the first time, she stayed at her desk instead of checking. Nothing about the sounds felt threatening, but she was beginning to dislike the idea of walking into the sanctuary and finding it empty again. Eventually, she mentioned the noises to one of the church's longtime members. The woman had attended services in the building before the current congregation even owned it. Her family had belonged to the church that worshipped there during the 1970s and 80s, and she knew more about the building than almost anyone else. The administrator expected her to laugh. Instead, the woman asked whether she had heard the singing yet. That caught her off guard. When she asked what she meant, the older woman glanced toward the sanctuary doors and explained that people had been hearing things in there for years. Footsteps humming, pews moving. Sometimes when the building was empty, someone would hear what sounded like voices praying or a minister speaking from the front. Every once in a while, she said, someone even heard an entire congregation singing. The administrator smiled because she wasn't sure how else to respond, then asked whether the woman really believed the church was haunted. Her answer surprised her. Not exactly. She said she had never really thought of it as ghosts. To her, it seemed more as though the building remembered. That evening, after everyone else had gone home, the administrator found herself thinking about those words as she finished locking up. She still wasn't sure she believed a building could somehow hold onto the sounds of everything that had happened inside it. But she understood what the woman meant. Then, as she reached the end of the hallway, she heard the unmistakable sound of someone sitting down in one of the wooden pews inside the empty sanctuary. She stood in the hallway for several seconds, listening to the silence that followed. The sound had been too familiar to mistake. Anyone who had spent enough time in an old church knew the groan and slight shift of a wooden pew when someone settled into it. She had heard it every Sunday for years, usually multiplied dozens of times as people took their seats before a service. This had sounded exactly the same, except she was supposed to be alone. She walked back to the sanctuary and opened the door. The room was dark except for the faint light coming through the stained glass windows, and every pew was empty. She checked the balcony in the small room near the pulpit, even though she knew no one could have entered without her hearing one of the exterior doors. Nothing else happened, so she finished locking up and went home. After that, the older member's comment about the building remembering became harder to dismiss. She still wasn't ready to call the sounds paranormal, but she began noticing that they seemed to follow a pattern. Most happened late in the afternoon or evening, after the church had been busy and everyone else had gone home. Sometimes she heard footsteps moving slowly through the sanctuary. Other times the pews creaked in different places, one after another, almost as though people were taking their seats. Then, while working late one Wednesday, she heard something that sounded like several people talking quietly behind the closed sanctuary doors. She couldn't understand any words. It was simply the low murmur of multiple voices, the familiar sound of a congregation talking before a service began. Before checking the sanctuary, she looked through the front windows at the parking lot. Her car was the only one there. When she finally opened the doors, the voices stopped. After that, she quietly began asking other people who spent time in the building whether they had ever noticed anything unusual when the church was empty. She was careful not to tell them what she had heard because she didn't want to influence their answers. One of the maintenance men admitted he had heard footsteps in the sanctuary for years. A woman who volunteered in the office once heard what she thought was someone praying near the front of the church, only to walk in and find no one there. The custodian had the strangest story. One evening, while vacuuming the hallway outside the sanctuary, he heard people moving around inside. There were footsteps, pews creaking, and then the unmistakable shuffle of several people standing up at roughly the same time. He opened the doors because he assumed some kind of meeting had run late. The sanctuary was empty. What surprised her most was how casually everyone talked about these things. Nobody seemed frightened, and no one had ever suggested bringing in paranormal investigators or doing anything to stop it. The church had been standing for more than a century, and the people who had spent years there seemed to accept that sometimes the building made sounds they couldn't explain. She found that strangely comforting. Then one evening, she heard something new. A small Bible study had been using one of the classrooms, and she stayed late to finish paperwork while they met. By the time the group left, it was nearly 9. She locked the side entrance behind them, returned to the office, and began gathering her things. A few minutes later, she heard a man speaking inside the sanctuary. The voice was low and steady, carrying the rhythm of someone addressing a congregation. She couldn't make out the words, but the cadence was unmistakable. It sounded like a sermon. She stood in the hallway listening for nearly a minute. The pastor had gone home hours earlier, the associate pastor hadn't been there that evening, and the Bible study group had just left together. Still, she checked the parking lot, and her car was alone. When she returned to the hallway, the voice was still coming from behind the sanctuary doors. She walked toward it, telling herself that someone had left a radio on, or that sound was carrying from another building. The closer she got, though, the more certain she became that the voice was coming from inside the sanctuary. She reached for the door handle. The speaking stopped. After a few seconds, she opened the door and turned on the lights. The room was empty. She checked behind the pulpit, the music area, and the balcony, but there was no radio, forgotten phone, or speaker that could have produced what she heard. The next morning, she told the longtime member about it. The woman listened without seeming particularly surprised and explained that people often heard pieces of it first, footsteps down the aisle, a few pews creaking, someone humming a hymn, a voice speaking from the front. "Sometimes," she said. "Eventually you heard all of it together." The administrator knew exactly what she meant, the other service. From then on, whenever she stayed late at the church, part of her wondered whether that would be the night she finally heard it. For several weeks, nothing happened that came close to what the longtime member had described. She still heard the occasional creak from the sanctuary or footsteps that seemed to move through an empty aisle, but by then those sounds had become almost familiar. They no longer sent her immediately toward the doors to investigate because she had learned that most of the time there was nothing to find. Then one Sunday evening, she stayed late after a special service. The building had been crowded earlier and cleanup took longer than expected. Volunteers stacked chairs in the fellowship room. Someone finished dishes in the kitchen, and the pastor remained in his office answering emails. One by one, everyone left until she was finally alone. By then, it was well after 9. She made one last walk through the building, checking doors and turning off lights as she went. The sanctuary was the last large room she passed before reaching the office, and she glanced through the partially open doors to make sure no one had left anything behind. Rows of empty pews stretched toward the front, so she closed the doors and continued down the hall. A few minutes later, while shutting down her computer, she heard music. At first, she thought she had left something playing on her phone, but almost immediately she realized the sound was coming from the sanctuary. It wasn't humming this time, and it wasn't one person. It sounded like dozens of voices singing together. She sat still at her desk and listened. The words were too muffled to understand from where she was, but the melody was clear enough that she recognized an old hymn the church still used occasionally. For several seconds, she tried to convince herself the music was coming from outside, maybe from another church nearby or a car parked on the street. Then she heard the pews. Several creaked almost at once, followed by the rustle and movement of people shifting in their seats while the singing continued behind the sanctuary doors. She got up and walked into the hallway, and the sound became clearer as she approached. By the time she reached the sanctuary, there was no longer any question in her mind that what she was hearing seemed to be coming from the other side of those doors. She stood there with her hand on the handle and hesitated. It wasn't exactly fear. Nothing she had heard in that church had ever felt threatening. But there was something deeply strange about knowing with complete certainty that the sanctuary was empty while hearing what sounded like a full congregation singing inside. Finally, she opened the doors. The singing stopped. The sanctuary was dark and empty. She remained in the doorway for several moments, looking across the pews toward the pulpit. Nothing moved, and there was no phone or speaker playing music. The only light came faintly through the stained glass from outside. Then from somewhere near the front, one pew gave a soft creak. She closed the doors. The next morning, she told the longtime member what had happened. For once, the woman didn't simply smile as though this were another familiar quirk of the building. She asked several questions about the hymn, how long the singing had lasted, and whether the administrator had heard anything else. When she finished, the woman nodded and said that sounded like the whole thing. The administrator asked how many people had heard it before, but the woman couldn't say. She remembered stories from people who had belonged to the previous congregation, including one pastor who occasionally heard singing while working alone in his office. A custodian from years earlier had supposedly heard a service taking place after locking the building, only to find the sanctuary empty when he checked. Nobody seemed to know when the stories began. That was the part the administrator found most interesting. There was no single event anyone could point to, no fire, no tragedy, and no terrible death that supposedly started the activity. The church had simply been used for the same purpose for more than a century, and somewhere along the way, people began hearing echoes of that purpose after everyone had gone home. She thought again about what the older woman had said the first time they talked. Maybe the building remembered. After hearing the singing herself, the idea didn't seem quite as impossible as it once had. A few months later, she had another experience that stayed with her, even more than the voices. She had finished locking the church one evening and was walking toward her car when she glanced back at the sanctuary windows. The lights were off inside, but a street lamp illuminated the stained glass enough that she could still make out the shapes. For a moment, she thought she saw movement behind them. Several dark forms passed slowly across the windows, one after another, as though people were walking through the sanctuary. She stopped beside her car and watched, but the movement disappeared almost as quickly as it had started. She considered going back inside, then remembered that she had just checked the building. Every exterior door was locked and no one else had been there when she left. Then the old church bell rang once. The bell hadn't been used regularly in years, and she stood in the parking lot staring at the dark building until the sound faded. After that, she stopped worrying about whether the church was haunted. The word didn't seem quite right anyway. Whatever happened there never felt angry or threatening, and nobody was chased from the building or made to feel unwelcome. The strange sounds were almost always the same ones the building had held for generations. Footsteps moving down an aisle, people settling into pews, hymns, prayers, and the cadence of someone speaking from the front. She still works there, and every once in a while, she hears something after the church is supposed to be empty. She still checks the doors and looks for ordinary explanations first, but she no longer expects to find one every time. After more than 100 years of Sundays, weddings, funerals, and prayers, she has come to think that maybe some places hold on to more than people realize. And sometimes, long after the living congregation has gone home, the church seems to gather one more service of its own.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows? Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest, because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino,
download the Moto Casino app today.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.